Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Ladies and gentlemen, featured in the New York Comedy Festival, Forbes magazine, Caroline's on Broadway, co-host of the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, producer at Keith and the Girl, Andrea Allen.
Hello, everybody. I am Bianca Brady, and I am riddled with cancer.
Now, you are really proud, Andrea, of this Bianca impression.
Proud is not exactly the word. I think it is horrible and it makes me happy. But is it something good that I'm doing? No.
You said today that you thought you were dead on, and you said that in sincerity. So I'm going to let the audience hear what Andrea was referring to. I'm not even going to tell you who's who. I'm going to play Bianca.
It's so good.
I'm going to play Andrea. You see if you can tell the difference. This is Bianca Brady from last week on Keith and the Girl.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to last week on Keith and the Girl. I am Bianca Brady.
Welcome to last week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady.
Well, my goodness, dead on.
Not even kind of close.
I don't know if I'd say essence.
Welcome to last week on Keith and the Girl, a pudding pop. She's got a distinctive voice, but do I nail it? No, not exactly.
The very last show that Bianca did, she rates the descriptions for him, and she wrote, Bianca is back. Big announcement alert. Please listen to her recap, her most recent saga, as well as the past week's episodes, moving briskly along. And then people's comments. Bianca, I'm sorry, girl. Fucking cancer, tumors. The odds are once again in Keith's favor as he is getting further and further away from his own cancer tumor diagnosis.
And that's all that matters.
Surround,
as long as Keith is safe.
Surround yourself with people who have cancer. If it's one out of every four, one out of every five, find four or five friends with tumors and cancer.
I personally hang out with five dentists, so that Trident is always a good idea.
I actually gasp in public listening to the news. I'm amazed at your great attitude, Bianca. Well, there you have it. Well, the real chemo didn't start yet, you know.
Right.
So she has to take...
Oh, by the way, Bianca has cancer, and all our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
We really know how to announce a terrible thing that happens in people's life.
Get VIP, people.
That's true.
Be abreast of the news. Hello.
Yeah. If you had VIP, we told it to you gentler.
Yeah. Right.
How are you? That's what's important now.
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for asking, Keith. Finally.
I know, right?
Years.
Well, every 6 months, you have to get a checkup, Henda.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm due for another one, so I could have it now, but...
When's your next checkup?
As soon as I make the appointment.
Okay.
The only common friend between all these people with cancer is you, Keith, which makes me think you are the causal correlation.
Aren't men the cause of cancer?
Well, in many ways, yes.
This is brunch, right? This is what happens?
Yeah. Yes, bitch!
How are you feeling? How is your health?
Oh, diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have my period and the flu at the same time, so we're running on all cylinders. There is fluid coming out of every hole, and I am feeling alive.
Now
Do you know what the problem is with me hearing that someone has diarrhea? So I was in here before Keith.
Hearing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah. It was me, Julia, and Andrea. And I know Andrea's not been feeling well. So I was like, did you get any sleep? How was last night? And she's like, oh, so much diarrhea. And I go, but kind of that's a good thing. Did you feel a little good about that? Because like,
she's like, do you feel empty and good inside? I was like, no. Do you feel your body is like a vacuous cavern?
Hemda's really in touch with her body.
Yeah. Do you masturbate when you have diarrhea? Like, oh, let it exit in every chamber.
I wasn't proud of the question that I asked you, but yeah, I was pretty much like, oh, I'm so sorry, but like a little good.
Right.
Was it that you like feel skinny because you have nothing left inside you? Yeah. No, that's not.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Well,
problem. You're
Canadian. I have American problems.
Canadians have eating disorders. It's just weird. It was just like fetishizing. I was like, oh, how empty do you feel right now?
When you have your long distance boyfriend, it's still going great, Dustin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But because you don't see each other much, obviously you're not having physical sex. But when you're on your period, he still has to hear about the problems, right?
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
He's what kind of phrasing is this?
I know. So he's still got to deal with your personality or whatever, right?
So basically, neither one of you guys are orgasming together, but he still has to deal with periods.
Wait, so he doesn't get to fuck you, but he has to listen to you? Are you serious? And he does this.
He picks up the phone.
He does that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Now, but, you know, being a guy, does he know how to address a period a certain way? Does he see a pattern?
Nobody's better than you, Keith, just to start.
I mark down calendars. It's just I don't put the women's names on it, so every calendar, every day has an X on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he does. The thing about the period, especially the PMS beforehand, is that it feels so real every time it happens, and it's so maddening because you know that your period is coming. You know the feelings are probably hormonal, but it's not that they still feel so real. It's like every time you have to play a game where you find out the killer is this person, and then the same month it's like still the same person.
Right.
I found out last month, and here we are again, and I'm shocked and in awe.
It's true. And I'm like 43. I've had my period since I was 11, so it's been over 30 years, and I'm like, damn it, that was my period, because you feel so justified in your emotion. Because just to clear it up, it's not like, you know, we suddenly go off the handle, even if it's in our minds, if we know how to not react to it. We don't go like, I hate everyone and blah, blah, blah. We go, oh, you're getting on my nerves. Mm-hmm. When normally, that's not cool that you're doing that anyway, but I have a lot more patience for it and a lot more like letting it slide off. But in the period, it sort of like amps it up a little where it's like, I am justified.
The fuse is shorter.
Yeah, I am justified at the things that I'm annoyed with, but it doesn't help that I react to it.
Well, I don't get mad. Me and Justin.
Interesting. But how's Dustin doing?
You called him Justin before the show.
Yeah, but one of us, you know, should get it right.
One of us doesn't have sex with him, but makes him listen to her. He's just a talk space therapist. Right. I just made him up. Well, Justin/Dustin/user659. I don't get mad at him because he doesn't do. We're not like with each other enough to annoy each other.
Yeah, can you
really
imagine? You get mad at him. He's like, I don't see you.
Not even here.
I can only be cute.
Yeah, but he does. I'll have a comedy career. See, there's two types of breakdowns I'll have. One is just like emotions, and then the other one will be like a comedy career related breakdown. And I feel like comedy career related breakdowns, every comedian is familiar. Like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not going far enough, where is my career, I'm not, you know, social media doesn't help with that because you're looking and seeing everyone getting booked. But sometimes the period and the comedy career will join together into one breakdown, which was last night. And I was emptying out my tank like Hemda loves.
Now, how does he bring up, honey, it's that time of the month? How does he know, hey, there is a pattern going on and somebody forgot they were in Forbes?
Hey, Andrea's Aunt Flo in town.
He was so tentative. He's such a sweet man. He's smiling. It's weird because he smiles when I have these breakdowns, because he's like, I don't want you to feel bad, so I'm just smiling because I love you. But I'm like, and then there's his sweet smiling face, like, okay.
On FaceTime.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to let the clock run out on this shit. And then he goes like, so, you know, I don't want to be dismissive, but...
Click.
Yeah, finally he gets to hang up on me. You happen to have this particular type of breakdown at a certain time in the calendar, not safe.
And you can take that in now?
Like, yeah, of course I can. Okay. It's maddening because he is right, but it's still hormonal, so it still feels as real as any other feeling. But
I had this conversation with Xerxes also. What I found is there was a day where I'm like, everyone's hurting my feelings. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why everyone talks to me this way. Right. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I see him later on and I'm just like, do you think that has to do? Do I cry once a month? And he's like,
I feel like this is a trick.
Right.
Maybe it could be true.
Slowly pulls out a calendar. And like points at a date.
Sweetheart, sorry to interrupt. What day is today? Call me back in 10 minutes. I'm going to see what day today is. Uh-huh.
But it's weird that I don't realize it because I am a sensitive person. So you can hurt my feelings. But normally I'm like if people in this room hurt my feelings, I should know that's probably me. I'm taking something personally because we shit on everything. And there's no way you guys suddenly turned on me and were like, you know what? Right. We hate Hemda. And we're going to tell her about her shit. Like, that's not how people hate you.
Yeah.
It's just not. But I'm just like,
I don't know. I feel like when he said that, he meant something else.
And sweetheart, I'd like to start with, I'm a big fat idiot. Okay. That's understood, right?
He leads with like a bag of cookies and right. It's like ammo. Like, here, take the sacrifice. And now.
Now, you weren't able to go to Canadian Thanksgiving, which, no. By the way, doesn't have the beautiful pageantry that we do. The no. Pilgrims and the Nina and the Pinta. But
we really, those, what I realize now is those pilgrim plays that we were doing earlier, we were just a bunch of kids displaying who's going to die. There was a turkey on stage, killed mm-hmm. that. There were some like, quote, Indians. Right. We were literally going blah, 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 like on fucking stage, like killed them later. Anyway, later in the play, we have a nice dinner. And it's like, holy shit.
In school plays, I don't remember we even had the Indians. We just had pilgrims hanging about. Yeah. Nobody wanted to be an Indian.
What could an Indian, and I don't remember.
The one who dies, yeah.
I don't remember these plays, but what could a whole play be about if you're leaving out that we gave them blankets to kill them and we weren't really here first?
Who gives a shit about a kid's play anyways? They just half sing something and everyone goes, okay, you did it.
But in Canada, it's just in general to be thankful for life.
That's all that I've ever known of it. There might be some historical bearing. I tried to look it up earlier and it just looks like, oh, we have bountiful crops and everyone holds hands.
Today
and,
we're extra grateful that we're Canadian.
Right. Today we say sorry extra. Like we face north and go sorry, 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 sorry. Then we face south and sorry, 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 sorry. I bump into an inanimate object. I apologize to that chair. Yeah.
Did not being able to celebrate that holiday add to all the turmoil you were just feeling?
I think so. Well, I think like I guess recently I've been like this whole, the last 6 months I've been doing a lot of things. I released my EP. I traveled quite a bit and I'm kind of in this phase now where I'm like waiting to see what the next thing I want to work on is. So I'm kind of floating around a little bit and I think I'm a bit depressed. I think that naturally happens when you're not like working. And then
by the way, I totally relate to this because in between projects, I feel the same way. I'm like, what am I doing?
I'm a piece of shit. Yeah.
What did I do today? Uh-huh. And then what really helps is to write it down because a lot of times in between projects, I'm like, what did I do today? And then I review, I'm like, oh, recorded 3 shows, got back to all my email, added something in the store. Like, what is wrong with me? It's not like Andrea's twiddling her thumbs going like, guess I'm waiting for my break. Like she is working every day and she's like, I'm such a piece of shit. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think it's just a feeling of like purposelessness and then not being able, and then like my immigration status. I applied several years ago to renew my green card. I had a 3-year green card and I applied to have a 10-year green card that I wouldn't have to renew so often. And I guess because of the bureaucracy or the whatever's happening at them, they're busy in immigration, like detaining children and shooting people in the face or whatever they're doing.
America.
Yeah. So I haven't been given an answer on my application. So they extended my application a year. That extension just expired. So technically I'm like without status right now, which means I shouldn't travel because
no law applies to you.
Yeah, I'm a free agent.
So that means you can get stuck in the border and they could just send you or keep you in Canada.
If I leave and come back and I'm like, well, I applied for a new green card, but I don't have like an answer or a stamp or any official word from the U.S. government, then they can be like, well, you technically have no status. So
I wouldn't go. And I didn't want to tell you this because you know, you have lawyers to tell you whether to leave the country.
Yeah, even
or
my
not,
lawyers were like, nah.
Yeah. I had an Israeli roommate one time and she had a visa for 6 months and it ran out. And she's like, I'm going to go on this trip with my boyfriend. Hopefully they'll let me back in.
No.
And I was like, what is this hope that you have? Yeah. Like, how did you get that? And can you bottle it? And can I buy it? Because that's bananas.
And can you let your boyfriend know?
Yeah.
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 I'm hoping.
It's a wing and a prayer visa.
So exactly what, and she didn't go to Israel to, I think she went to like some European country or something. She was on her way back and they were like, no, bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
Sent her to Israel. Now all her shit is there and she's, I wanted nothing to do with this. I'm not packing your shit. I don't know you. We happen to be roommates. So she had to get someone.
Which version of Hem does this? I don't know you.
Do you want to know? The 7th of every month.
Yes. We just need to act like we're on our periods all the time. We'll be like, men, are you guys on your periods? Is that why you run the world? No patience, no time, no empathy.
Right. I don't know you.
Yeah.
No, but I know that you made this decision to go. And I actually didn't know her. I just moved in there. Mm. So many people knew her more than me. And also, like, you know you don't have status and you're just like, I guess it'll work out. Well, it didn't.
Yeah.
So now she has to get in touch with somebody. And this is before the internet. This is before you could just call another country. She's got to call, get someone from here to pack her shit and send it to her.
Yeah.
I was like, sounds like that's what was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You could have at least packed, you cunt.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
I got to go through all this shit. Imagine packing for someone.
No.
Unless you're like in a hospital. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad you stayed.
Well, yeah.
I would have packed for you.
Thank
I
you
know
so
you.
Much. You could have packed, you Canadian bitch. Well, I just like, I even went down to the immigration offices in downtown Manhattan to see if I could like walk in, because I kept trying to call to get the appointment. They put you on a wait list. They call you back. They leave a message. If you don't get their call, then you have to start the whole process again. You can't call them back. You have to call, get on the list. It's bonkers. They're doing it on purpose to make it difficult. But I went down to the immigration offices to see if I could just walk in, because sometimes people cancel. And they were just like, nope, we don't play that. And I was just like, I just, you know, every time I've come across the border in the past few years, I've noticed immigration has become more and more like they put me in the back rooms multiple times. They've become a lot more hostile toward, and I'm a Canadian immigrant who's been lawfully living in this country for over 10 years. Like, I'm not someone who has anything to flag on their file. And my Canadian friends are saying the same thing. So,
wow, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely this little like,
but you know what? I do feel more safe.
Yeah. Keep it. Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Well, anytime you're having a little breakdown,
mm-hmm.
remember the things you did accomplish. Remember Forbes. Remember Caroline's. Remember you have Rothy's shoes.
That's true.
Rothy's shoes. They take water bottles, recycle them, and it's the most comfortable, stylish shoes you will ever own. Andrea has a pair. She's the talk of the town.
Leopard print, hello.
She puts the shoes on, calls Justin. Uh-huh. They go on FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
She even does it with Dustin.
Justin, Dustin, all my boyfriends. I go to weddings with them. I wear these shoes. They're so, so comfortable. And I don't wear heels anymore, really, because of how painful they are. But these bad boys, I'm getting away with murder.
Yeah, I don't wear heels anymore either.
Yeah.
I still have them. Like, any day I'm going to change my mind. But it's too much in New York to wear heels.
Yeah, and these look as fancy as like an elegant evening shoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. They're going to be your favorite flats. They're machine washable. Go to Rothys.com, Rothys.com/KATG. Comfort, style, sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Go to Rothys.com/KATG today. Look around. Call me a liar. I dare you. Thank you. Big news. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has named its nominees.
Yes. Ooh.
Okay.
How many will we know?
So these are the nominees, and then about 1,000 people will decide on who will actually be inducted.
Oh, I always forget that there's nominees.
This is just a tease.
Ooh.
You may be good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. Some people are up multiple times and don't make it. For example, up again, but haven't made it before and has been nominated, Depeche Mode, Judas Priest, a German band called Kraftwerk, MC5, Nine Inch Nails, and Rufus featuring Chaka Khan and Todd Rundgren.
This is the dumbest system, because I feel like you're either in the Hall of Fame or not. You don't, you know, aren't there requirements? Like, you fit this, and so you get to go in. Because there's half these people sometimes are dead, so it's like, well, what else are they going to do? Put out another album and hope for the best?
We did realize they're influential.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, if every year you're going, you're almost influential, they're not. Depeche Mode is not getting more influential.
Right.
When you guys were in the Hall of Fame, did they
thank
give you
for bringing that up.
Yes.
Yes.
Did they, I mean, I inducted you.
I don't know.
With your Rothy's shoes. Yes, with my Rothy's shoes on. Mm-hmm. Did they give you a heads up that you were being considered, or did they just tell you when you officially were in?
No official.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And honestly, if they were like, you're in the running, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Right.
Like,
I have the most episodes out of anyone.
It's not because of that. It's like, we're in the running for what? Where are we running?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, sending people to your site in order to get votes. Like, you either think that I'm in this prestigious thing or not.
You had to have your first.
Thank you for my award. That was our award speech. Mm-hmm. Like, we're either in or we're not.
I'm in it or I'm not, you fucking bitch.
I don't know you.
I'm bleeding out.
Yeah, that was the seventh we went there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First commercial recording had to be at least 25 years before the year of nomination. Mm. So what some bands do is they, no joke, they put out a song and then really begin their career. After the nominees are announced, ballots will be sent to more than 1,000 artist historians.
Mm. Who are these? Who are these historians? And are they younger than me?
And members of the music industry.
Are they younger than Depeche Mode?
They will consider an act's career work, influence on other artists, innovation, and skill. That's a good one, skill. Mm-hmm. Okay, they'll take that into account also. Here are your new nominees.
Yes.
Whitney Houston. When I think rock and roll, I think Whitney Houston. The children are the fucking future.
Every time it is a powerful female person of color, hemmed.
Oh, really?
There's a certain type of person that gets you going, and it is a Whitney Houston.
It is. Oh, my God. I cannot. When she's on, don't even talk to me. I'm just like, I can feel all of her vibration in me. It's amazing.
This is also brunch as well, for the record.
Sometimes they have another artist will do a Whitney Houston song because obviously she passed away.
How dare they? Who?
I don't know, but it's shocking.
It better not be Ariana Grande.
It's Ariana.
She probably would kill it.
Lizzo, aka Lizard, which is what Hamda called her the other day.
It's by accident, to be clear.
Uh-huh. No, I was being extra funny and it was hilarious.
Oh, that was deliberate?
Mm-hmm. It was funny. Okay. What's her name? Lizard. Andrea's been cracking up for days over
that one. Yeah, I'm going to miss this brunch. Anyway, Lizzo is going to be singing the song from a bathtub. Also inducted or nominated, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Biggest influence. I mean, this is huge.
I'm surprised he's not already in there.
He was in his early 20s when he died.
Yeah, I think he was 23.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
What's a Biggie Smalls song?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Okay.
I like the song Respect with that Jamaican rapper. Respect. And then there's a blowjob thing at the end of it.
Okay, so the whole song is about respect. Nobody knows what she's saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's fantastic.
Who's this?
Biggie Smalls.
A Jamaican female rapper who was the first openly gay female artist in Jamaica.
Great voice. Perfect chorus for the song. And then at the end, this is what he goes. And by the way, kids, this is what blowjobs used to sound like. He goes, come on, just suck my dick. Well, I don't do that. I don't even know how to do that. Come on, stop fronting. Well, all right, how do I? And he's like, just go.
You hear him suck?
Do you think it was real?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Why not? Because he wasn't so clever with the, come on, please.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of swagger. Like,
come on, and then, no. Okay, but come on, though.
I do remember that was a move where women, where I used it once, I was like, I don't know how to do it. They'll teach you, no worries.
Yeah.
So
they'll guide your head.
But fun fact, while I was celibate, when that song would play and then that blowjob would come on, I'm like, I would like just be like smiling at myself, maybe at a Starbucks or riding my bike. I'm like, this fucking shit is so hot. Now that I'm having
getting her rocks off to audio.
I was like, wow, I don't know. I am disturbed and really excited about
this. You like
this.
The forcingness of it a little bit.
I like the whole like you put this at the end of your song.
Yeah.
It's like I can hear the slurping. It's so fucking nasty. It's awesome. And then now that I'm having sex, I just skip it when I get there. I'm like, oh boy. All right, maybe Keith.
Why
did
I do that in my own life? You
know? I'm like, no, that's work. I just realized.
Yeah. There are 10 Crack Commandments, has a bunch of shit about how to sell drugs. All of Biggie's music was really fucking dirty and raw and edgy.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good.
Who killed him? Hemda.
Lizard.
I think it's very possible that Tupac did it. Or he was there when it happened.
Interesting. Controversial. Yeah. Another rap artist is in the nominations, Dave Matthews Band.
That's under rap?
Candyman, tempting the thoughts of a sweet tooth, tortured by weight loss, program cutting the corners, loose end, cut, on the fence, but not to offend, cut.
I'm
cut,
offended.
Cut.
Wait, are they really under rap?
No.
Okay. What is their name
again?
I was
like, is this your hippity hop you listen to? Is this some hair metal rap genre that you wedged in?
You know the great Dave Matthews Band.
I totally know. And I think that like the followers of the Dave Matthews Band are just so-
They're like religious.
Yeah. They're so intense about it. I knew someone who was getting married and got like a very expensive fake Dave Matthews Band. And I'm like, so what you're telling me is your entire wedding party will be sung to by only Dave Matthews songs. Yeah. Like, they're so obsessed. They have a Dave Matthews budget. I'm not kidding. It's like...
They're like Fish fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what are they hearing that I'm not?
Doing a lot of drugs, I assume, maybe? I don't know.
Nah, they wished. It's not even like fun drug related. It's like, they're maybe drugs like alcohol.
Yeah.
They're very, very into alcohol.
Yeah.
The Doobie Brothers kind of is into that, right?
Yeah, I'm more into the sisters.
Motorhead, you know, Ace of Spades, and I assume other songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pat Benatar.
Okay, she was highly influential.
Yeah.
Love is a Battlefield, right?
Rockin' song. Mm.
Soundgarden.
Yes! That fucking video that blew everybody's mind where the faces were getting exaggerated, which is not going to look very... you know, fresh and new to people now, but it was disturbing and awkward and such a good song.
Black Hole Sun. It has one of my favorite lines in it, and I don't know why it hits me so much. Times are gone for honest men and sometimes far too long for snakes. And I love that.
It's like Trickster. It's like your view on tricksters, you know? Like
yeah.
Yeah, like how many bad people are in the world.
Yeah, you try to do the right thing. Sometimes you're not getting your break. And I even like the word and sometimes. Sometimes far too long for snakes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes bad people get what they deserve, but sometimes it seems that they certainly do not.
Yeah.
T-Rex.
What?
Bang a gong, buy a gong, bang that gong.
No. Love it. Million hits. Please.
No, who is that? You're making that up.
Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town.
It's Lizzo Keith.
Lizard Keith.
So there you have it.
That's it.
The boys are back in town.
Who's the most influential? Biggie Smalls is not going to make it in there.
Yeah, come on.
Whitney Houston? Everyone tried crack because of her. Okay, that's a lie. But she was very good.
He's the king of blowjobs. She's the queen of crack.
Well, it's going to be everybody that's dead, right? Whitney Houston, Notorious B.I.G., Motorhead, because he died, Lemmy. And they have to have some rock and roll in there.
Yeah.
Soundgarden. They're great, and he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they're not. I mean, if
it's
going
to be a lot of weak performances.
A lot of holograms coming in to get awards.
We don't know who's going to do Whitney Houston, right? Who would do Biggie Smalls?
Lizard is going to come in and do it. Actually, that would be pretty good.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
If she did everybody.
Yeah.
Ace of Spades. Children of the future.
That Whitney Houston song was like my mom's favorite, and she would ask. Like,
really?
She loved it. She's like, "Him to sing the children in the future. Sing, I believe the children." And she would like the worst. I believe the children of the future.
And then they'd be like, "All right, I'll do it. Stop." Holy shit.
It's a real Bianca style accent.
Yeah. But she would make me do it in front of family. Like, just turn to me just out of nowhere. "Him to, I believe the children. Go sing.
It's funny how like wholesome a lot of her songs are and how sad Whitney Houston's story actually is. If you look at the documentary made about her life, like, it's pretty assumed that she was like at least, you know, bisexual if not gay, and that was something she had to hide for her career and all the drug use and abuse and stuff like that. But all the songs are like, oh, I would love, you know what I mean?
I want to dance with somebody. But I think when she first came out with that music, I Want to Dance with Somebody, she was innocent and she was like 18.
Yeah.
We can't forget that. And also, by the time she was doing crack, she was in a very difficult business, traveling a lot. She got hooked up with a terrible person, it sounds like.
Bobby Brown.
Well, yeah.
I think he knew her from her childhood and people think that he knew about the fact that she was gay and was using that against her, or at least queer and using that against her to get her money and to, you know, kind of trap her.
It's so sad, but it doesn't surprise me when the issue is not being able to come out as gay, especially for people who are Whitney Houston age or older, maybe like a little bit younger. you are trapped in this thing. And it's just like
you built the whole lie.
Yeah, it's done and you feel like it's done. I mean, I think everybody can come out of the closet, especially American artists. I think like you will get at this point enough support, but not everybody can deal with that kind of backlash. And people have died for being queer. So I get it.
When you're as big as Whitney Houston was, and then you say voluntarily you would like to do a reality show, the government should lock you up and put you in a home immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, the weird rules, but I get the concept behind it.
Thank you.
I would love to live one day where everything you say the government should do actually happens. Mm-hmm. And we just like see what it looks like. You know what I mean? I'm not like at putting any judgment towards it. I'm just curious as to like what actually would play out.
How many people do you think would survive after 7 days? Five, six people?
Yeah, there'd be three people left. Yeah. It would be us.
You think it'd be us? Come on.
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe in the early days, no, but now that Keith's more woke, yeah, I think we can get a pass.
There's literally on my desk, Keith just killed me.
Well,
yeah,
you like to drop litter on the floor.
I love it.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Now, speaking of music, I want to tell you about an app I use that has great music, great graphics, and it's very fun. The app you want to get, and it's free to download, is Best Fiends.
Yeah.
You love this, right?
Fucking love it.
I love it. People are like, Keith, how did, when you get shocked by your dad, what do you do? And I go, I get too much ice cream and I download the Best Fiends and I start playing it. And it's a fun way to pass the time. They say you're engaging your brain. Okay. But it's a gripping story. It's a puzzle game. And I'm not into puzzles, but they make it so you're excited about it. They have these cute little characters, but it's made for adults. You just have to download it to see what I'm talking about.
The king of games loves the game. Hello.
I am the king of games. I am the reason Toys R Us went out of business because I bought everything. They didn't have more to sell.
You're a fiend.
And this is on the top of my list. I play against my the boys. The boys have the game, and we compete with each other. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events. It never gets old. And you don't even need the internet to play. You download some of these games, and it's a trick because whether they want to give you, you know, whatever online information as you're playing, they won't let you play if you're not. Mm-hmm. You don't even need that.
Call me a liar. I do.
You can be on a plane, on a subway. In fact, legally, if they tell you to put your phone away on the plane, you don't have to with this game.
That's right.
I'm not sure if that's true. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
You're fucking me.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun.
It's the funnest.
I'm reading about Cuba Gooding Jr. is getting into a lot of trouble, a lot of sexual misconduct. And when I say that, I don't want to mean a euphemism this time for rape, but he'll be in like a club or a restaurant and he's getting drunk, is what the stories are, getting drunk and starts grabbing women, asses, tits, pretty blatantly.
Under the skirt.
Yeah, under the skirt. And we're up to 5 now, at least, women accusing him over the years. And to be clear, very, very recently. And he's still in the bars getting drunk, switching his shirt with some other club goer.
Let me ask you this.
Like, why are you making a scene? You're in court.
Why would he stop?
Because you made the papers. So lay low for a second because the judge takes all this into account. And now you're acting the fool again.
What do you think is going to happen to him?
Cuba's one of these snakes that's not going to get punished from that song.
Right.
It's really just, I mean, you see your name in the paper and then the next night you do and you see your name in the paper again and your life remains the same. It's very difficult not to do. Also, sounds like a drinking problem.
Right.
Because last time this happened, you were drunk, but you feel perfectly okay getting drunk again in public.
Yeah.
Right. But it will affect him. It's going to affect the judge's opinion and it's going to affect, quite frankly, him getting work.
Okay.
You don't think so? I mean, no. I mean, I don't know who's going to do Snow Dogs 3, but that one's safe for him. I understand, but there's not going to be a Jerry Maguire 2 with this in the news.
But did he play OJ in that?
Yes.
I feel like even though I know this is not true, he played such a good OJ douchebag that now in my mind, he's like, oh, just I'm like, does he think he's OJ and he's past the statute? You know what I mean?
Like Heath Ledger.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe when he's drunk, he does.
He seems out of touch with reality, Cuba Gooding Jr. a little bit.
Seriously, like I really, and I never really got drunk before, so you guys tell me.
Oh, I'll fucking tell you.
I switch shirts with my friends.
I mean, I've done that sober, so whatever. But don't you feel like, let's say, I'm going to give it 40 and up. you're not getting trashed at a bar, or
if you are getting trashed at a bar.
On a regular, I mean.
If you are, then you probably have something going on. It's, I would say.
Because I like after my divorce, I definitely could feel the difference between my smoking. I would sometimes smoke where I'm like, this is to smoke like people drink. I felt it. Mm-hmm. I felt like I'm about to smoke because I need out of this. I need gone. I need whatever. And I was in my house and everything, so I'm not going out and switching shirts with people and harassing them. But there definitely was a difference. And then I slowly lowered it after I was able to get out of it. It really actually helped me to like release for a second. But if this was me constantly just trying to blow my brains out with substance, I don't know, like in your 40s, you're getting drunk constantly. Who? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you who seems to have this problem. Jeremy Renner. He plays the arrow shooter in The Avengers. Mm. You know, The Avengers, of course.
Captain. The arrow shooter. What a movie.
He shoots arrows.
Oh.
So you, well, that's what I'm saying. You have the Hulk. You have Captain America. You had Iron Man. You have all this going on. And then this guy shows up and he's like, I can shoot arrows? Like, okay, but and fly and shoot them? No. I work for the government. I shoot arrows. Okay, you're a member. I'm a god. I'm Thor.
I can go in an archery range.
I don't even have to like look at you too much to hit a bullseye. Okay.
What's special about his arrows?
Nothing. He can put explosions on them sometimes.
Does it have an eye at the end of it so that he can navigate it and turn? Does it?
Nope. Just arrows.
Okay. So him and Cupid get together. And
I throw axes. I'm part of the B-Team Avengers.
Now, for the Avengers being a superhero movie, I do want to point out he was in Wind River, and he's a great actor, and that's a fantastic movie. But anyway, if you remember fairly recently, he had an app. It was the Jeremy Renner app that made news.
What?
And you can get close to Jeremy Renner. And by that, I mean it's social media, but you know, about Jeremy Renner. So you don't got to worry about, I got to navigate through the president. I got to navigate through this and that. I go, I'm raiding the source headquarters of the great Jeremy Renner. So it's free to download.
Who is in his life? If I was like, I want to develop an app where you can get 100% access to me, you guys would be like, Andrea, we need to take you to a doctor.
Yeah.
This is not a healthy impulse.
Yeah, as a person, this isn't like the Keith and the Girl app. This would be a Keith Malley app. And what can you do on it?
You can see my Twitter about pedophiles 24 hours a day.
Right, you can tweet at me and I'm more likely to see it now. Now, for that, you paid money. You pay money to boost your social media on this app so that Jeremy Renner has a better chance of seeing it.
No.
And if he sees it, then he will respond to you. A lifetime membership was only $395.
No. Also, everyone who buys this app, okay, I'm switching now to Keith's Law. We are now in Keith's world. Everyone who buys this app is committed to some sort of institution. Right. I will never understand, and I know that we work in an industry where we depend on fandom, but the level of fandom where you pay $300 to just have a closer internet proxy to a person.
It's not to have a closer internet proxy.
Get a fucking life.
Let's just get a grip on what it really is. If it was, okay, now you get to interact with me and I will respond to you, that's actually very special. This is, I might see your Twitter, maybe, and then maybe if I do, I may respond if I feel like it or if it's 2 a.m. and I'm bored.
Right.
That's different than, hey, for $400, I don't know, you have like a FaceTime with me for 5 minutes.
Right.
There should be, when you try to get a gun and they go, you can actually get, if you pay for the gun and you get this app along with it, if you opt into the app, we're like, just kidding, you take your gun away because you fucking want this.
I think his big break was the Hurt Locker. He seems like a real man's man. And in the app, there was a section that he worked with Amazon on where you can buy Jeremy Renner approved camping gear.
No.
And it was like him in the woods, a tent, and he's looking at nothing. Or him with binoculars, but kind of sexy around his neck.
And we're suckers. We are fucking morons and we're suckers.
Well, everybody started laughing at him in this app. And by the way, something that really bothered him was you can sign up as whatever name you want because there's less names taken in the, you know, in the small. So everybody called themselves Jeremy Renner.
Yes. See, and this is when I love the internet again. This is when I'm back in. This is
and so he took down the site. He's like, they're not going to know it's me. And he took down the app.
But this is why I would love for the Keith Malley to have all the money in the world, because I feel like he would buy the access and just kind of go to town on some shit.
Right.
Yeah, someone changed freemikes.com, which used to be the website where comedians would find free websites, to a pet, to a kiddie porn website.
Oh, come on. That's not even
what is
funny.
This?
A comedian who used to own, there was a website called Bad Slava, which used to be, when I started comedy, where all the mics were listed.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened to Bad Slava, but it's sort of the new website, which is more people use, is freemikes.com, I think, or a version of that. And the guy who created Bad Slava also created Free Mics. And this is, I'm like, pulling right. this out of different places, but he...
But it was a site for open mics, and then they changed
it. They switched it to, when you search it, it goes to a pedophile
How?
Website.
Because you would have to go to a pedophile site in order to make that happen. You can get in trouble for that.
I know!
Do you believe that?
Do I? Of course I believe it. I know the person who did it. I 100% believe that they did this.
Well, now I can't even go to check. I'm not going to some pedophile site. Okay, sure, you're right. Absolutely.
It's totally worth finding out.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner and his ex-wife are fighting for custody of their child.
Oh my God.
Does the child have the app? Or?
If you want to communicate to Jeremy, Jeremy's like, Your Honor, could you go through the app? The wife is saying Jeremy Renner was coked up and drunk when he began talking about killing his ex-wife, Sonny.
Don't you automatically not get your kid after that?
The night ended with the actor shoving a gun in his mouth and threatening to kill himself, is what Sonny says in legal documents. Now that's an app,
right?
That you put up. You on coke one night.
A live stream. Should I pull the trigger?
I'd like to see the archer doing a bunch of lines. Mm-hmm. Good for Hawkeye. Jeremy and Sonny are in a battle for custody of their 6-year-old daughter, Ava. She's asking the judge to change the order from joint custody to sole custody. Sonny claims last November, Jeremy was in a club, high on coke and booze, when he began talking about killing Sonny, telling someone he, quote, could not deal with her anymore, and he just wanted her gone.
See, she didn't even join the apps.
Right. According to the docs, Jeremy put the gun in his mouth, threatened to kill himself, fired the gun into the ceiling while Ava was asleep in her bedroom. Mm. Sonny claims Jeremy has a history of substance abuse, verbal and emotional abuse. The docs claim Jeremy repeatedly has been under the influence when he had physical custody of Ava. According to docs, documents, Jeremy once left coke on a bathroom counter, which was reachable by Ava. Sonny alleges in one instance the nanny overheard Jeremy say he was going to Sonny's house to kill her and then kill himself because, quote, it was better that Ava had no parents than to have Sonny as a mother.
Why does he hate Sonny so much?
I guess
she's a woman, number one.
Sonny,
you know how they
home.
Get once a month. It's fucking everything's an emergency, but you don't fucking know. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Check the date when he was upset.
Yeah.
And check the month before, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he really took Iron Man's death hard. In a new filing ahead of a legal showdown, Canadian actress Sonny Pacheco says Renner threatened to kill her. She's 28, he's 48.
Okay.
There we go, nice.
All right, now we know everything. Right. Who cares?
That's the older man, younger woman. Okay. Well, that it's like, I'm having trouble with my girlfriend. How old is she? 23. How old are you? 45. Okay.
I mean, you look at the age difference. It's 20 years. So let's subtract 20 from her age, and she's 8. I don't know about the math, but it doesn't seem right.
Fascinating.
It's true. I hear that age, and I'm like, what do you want me to say to you?
Yeah, well, no, I agree, but it's...
What do you want? I'm too old to talk to you. Go fuck yourself. 28 years old.
She's mature.
I'll tell you what would have saved this relationship.
Mm.
Sleep number bed.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You go up, you go down, you adjust the bed.
Yeah, you know about this.
I know all about it.
You have a different kind of day and you're like, oh, I want a firmer, softer bed. Oh yeah, okay, just shell out $5,000 and get a whole new bed.
Call me a fucking liar.
Right. No, this bed, you adjust it, and it's a new bed every night if you want.
I love it!
My sleep number right now is 60. Now,
mine is 65.
See? Now, guys, fact check. I heard last time you said it was 40 and 35. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I just change it. It's done. Love it. Love it. Now they have 360 smart beds, so I have to change mine I act like it's a third world problem. Let me do what I have to do. But it's not. It's simple. I go on my app and I go, oh, I see the bed can tell me when I tossed and turned. How do I want to adjust my bed for the following night? 360 smart beds, the beds they have now, it adjusts as you sleep. You're not even allowed to toss and turn. It will not allow it.
I have to hire an assistant to do this.
Right. Oh, it's amazing. They're working with the NFL, and it's 100th year of the NFL. More than 18... Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
More than 1,800 NFL players have a Sleep Number bed. Proves they like their quality sleep. NFL players have been the best. Experience the smart, effortless comfort. Well, what am I going to do? You know, we can't be here all day. The bed's good, and now I'm offended if you didn't look it up already. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep, and now save up to $400 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/KATG.
I mean, it doesn't cost anything to go to sleepnumber.com/KATG.
Not even a pedophile website.
And that actually helps. Thank you, Andrea.
Right. We were doing so well.
It was so good. Now you guys super have to go there.
I wish everything was made by Sleep Number. I wish when I'm on an airplane, I can adjust those seats.
Yeah. Hell
yeah. Everything.
I wish I would adjust people around me. Sleep Number zero. That's Key's ideal world.
Yes.
Just turn the...
It's my human app.
You're in the Sleep Number timeout app.
Japan Airlines has launched a new baby mapper tool. So when you buy your tickets online, you'll see a little baby face icon on a seat, and you can decide if you want to sit close to a baby or not.
I love this.
Yes. So everyone could say no except for the pedophiles.
What the fuck? Who's saying yes? Are we tracking those people?
The app will mark the kids. Oh, that's a great point.
What the fuck is that? This is Candy Crush for pedophiles.
I think it's just so they could charge you more because now they're charging more for certain seats, exit rows, things like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've sat next to a baby. I don't mind at all. Like, I don't mind.
Oh, I hate them.
I don't mind the crying babies.
I hate it.
I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. Loud babies, except for once a month on the train. I'm like, shut your fucking baby up. But most of the time, I'm fine.
That's right. Once a month.
That's right.
You Sleep Number cancel that baby. The app, volume down.
The app will mark the kids' seats with a cute baby face icon if they're between 8 days and 2 years old.
There are 8 day babies on planes.
And then they take some quotes from moms that are complaining about this. Boy, do I hate these moms. I don't know who they are. Are you serious? Says one mom, 25, Christina. This is the world we live in now.
What, when somebody hates my baby? My baby? Yeah. I'm so sorry that people don't love your baby.
All I have to say is, bzzzt, next quote.
By the way, the people that sit next to your baby that are thrilled, what are you handing them your baby? Why are you interacting with people and your baby?
Well, that's what she's saying. I feel like technology is supposed to bring us together, but all it does is drive us apart.
What's your point?
So fake deep. Yeah. Can you hold my baby real quick? I'm going to change the channel on my TV. You know, what do you mean we're all working together?
I met someone, they loved my baby, and I wasn't weirded out by that at all. And now we're best friends. Best fiends.
A mother of three, 32 years old, Stephanie, says she feels she's being singled out.
Well, you have three kids, so singled out, I don't know.
It's hard enough flying with young kids because the whole time you're wondering about disturbing the passengers around you. But you also tend to think that people are understanding because they were once babies themselves.
What?
Yeah, moms are dumb. Yeah.
What? So you were once without a baby. Maybe understand that fucking shit.
I sometimes wonder if it'll annoy people, and I know it will, and I do it anyways.
But here's the thing. She's like, you know, it's already hard enough to have three kids. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I aborted mine. I don't understand. It's hard enough for me to decide to make this and then continue going with it. Can you please work with me? No, I have a single life and I have to do some work while I'm on this airplane because that's what I opted in for. I'm not going, hey, can you help me with this fucking spreadsheet that I put my life into? No, I'm not doing that. How about if we decide, what am I talking about?
You fucking bitch. And I haven't talked to my mom in 7 years, and it's actually really starting to bother me. You like your mom? Oh, you like your mom. That's great. That's fucking great.
No, it's just weird for me to hear that it's like,
I love abortions.
And it's hard enough for me to have 3 kids. I'm like, I know. That's why I'm opting out.
Right.
I don't understand.
Well, the woman that...
Oh, but the icon is so cute. Oh, that's the cute little baby.
The woman that... imagine you can
what
put...
What time is it right now for the month for you?
Imagine you can put whatever icons you wanted on the seat that you buy. Yeah, the mom that says, don't they remember they were babies once? First of all, no. That's not how memories work. I don't remember. Don't you remember being on a plane once with somebody else's baby?
Yeah.
That you remember.
It's not even babe. To me, it's like more 5-year-olds
yeah.
who their parents think it's cute when they turn around. And that's different because it's like, maybe I don't want this experience of your kid going like, what are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know.
When the parent thinks it's cute that they're kicking and screaming at yeah. you and you're like, it's really yeah. not. I don't yeah. find it endearing.
Well, these moms are so fake outraged. They don't even take a second to think, wait a minute. I don't want anyone sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Please sit next to us.
Yeah. I'm not a leper. My kid's great. I'll show you.
Hey, you want an extra seat for those Cheerios to be thrown about on.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that you usually pay people to watch your kid? Now you just want me to opt in?
Yeah. When I was a little kid on a plane, I threw up on someone. Oh, so, yeah.
Fuck.
That woman would have been a lot happier should she not sat next to me.
Last time I was on a plane, I was next to a teenager. Apparently, it was his first time flying. He was like 14 years old. And as we're landing, he fucking... projectile vomit. I felt so bad for him. I was wearing a brace on my leg. He got a little on my brace.
Like, yeah, but I projectile vomited Frappuccino on a woman. Yeah. So
I mean, I was so calm about it because I'm like, this kid is just having the worst time.
Yeah.
And everyone's helping, and it's like, okay. But if you give me a little throw up icon, I might not sit
yeah,
next to
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's one more mom, 31.
One more cunt, here we go.
Rosaline. Yeah, it's not looking good for moms. Yeah. And I think I have one. Instead of distancing yourself from the baby, why not practice some humanity and see if there's anything you can do to help the mom?
This doesn't mean we come on and kill your baby.
Yeah.
This just means like we're opting out.
Because whatever discomfort you feel, trust me, the mom's having it 100 times worse.
Okay.
Now it takes a village. Can I give the baby a little massage? Will you use the bathroom? You want me involved.
We came onto this plane as strangers and we left.
As a family.
As a family.
My brother Andrew has 2 kids. One is like 5, the other one's 3, and they travel a lot. They taught them how to, it's the time that they allow them to watch devices.
Yeah.
You know, they normally right. don't. It's the time that they really appease them.
Blow some weed in the kids' face.
It is the time that they give them like a little bit more leeway because it is tough traveling
yeah,
with
sure.
kids, and you do kind of want them to just chill out. Maybe you want them to be more tired or sleep off their schedule or whatever, but that's the accommodations that they make, and they get to have 2 beautiful children.
Right. In my world, if the paper says to you, hey, what are your thoughts on knowing ahead of time if a baby's going to be on a plane? As soon as you're about to talk with an answer, they arrest you. Because what are you doing? Go about your day.
Yeah.
Oh, Julia Schechter is in the room and writing in. The mm-hmm. mom also...
That's how we make her talk to us.
The mom also has chemicals released in the brain, making her brain interpret the sounds as less jarring.
Of course. You're used to it. It's that simple. You're used to it.
And you also, your brain is tricking you into keeping that baby alive. They also, it's yeah. true. They yeah. There's chemicals that release that makes the, also they've said that the babies often look more like their fathers when they're babies because men are more likely to stay around if the baby looks like them.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, men.
Biologically, you canceled.
You hear that about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be a little mini you for you to be like, I should take care of this and not just leave this woman to deal with it.
But when you think about it, a lot of times
I just get my period one time a fucking month and it's such a fucking problem.
When you hear men.
Justin.
We should call this episode Justin.
Just in
case. But when you hear men talk about like, oh, I want to have a baby, they don't realize that they follow it up with like, yeah, I would love a mini me, like some sort of answer like yeah. that. Like, yeah, I want to see what that kid would look like or whatever. And I'm just like, You know, there's like other aspects of
well, it's
this,
biology.
Right?
It's, you know. It's,
they also make babies look super cute so that people won't fucking kill them. Because all that baby is doing is crying and needing things for the first year of its life. A lot of people would strangle that human being.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
They're just like, bah, 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 and you're like, oh my God, that is adorable.
Yeah, I feel like you love your brother's kid because it looks a little bit like you.
I don't see any of that. Mm. I really don't. I'm like
being blinded by the hormone.
Well, Andrea also thinks she sounds just like Bianca when she wants.
Welcome to last week on Keith and the Girl.
A bored security guard in Wisconsin had to call police after purposely handcuffing himself. The guard told cops that he cuffed himself inside a Bath and Body Works store because he was bored. But
there's still Bath and Body Works stores?
He forgot his keys at home, though. After freeing him, police said the guard had hid the cuffs so he wouldn't be tempted to put them on again.
I feel like I would do this.
I'm sorry, what? Like the cuffs are on timeout?
So he's like, okay. I'm going to hide the cuffs. Well, what else is your job? Because we're not giving you a gun.
So he still gets the cuffs, but now he's hiding it for himself, and we understand that to be the best version of this.
Mm-hmm. And everybody can vote.
And by the way, we need a security guy at the Bed Bath & Beyond. What store is this?
Bath & Body Works, the fancier one.
Bath & Body Works needs a dude standing there in case
someone's jerking off in there, you know that.
A lot of lotions.
Yeah, a lot of lotions.
How that store is really happening? Andrew, explain this to me.
I don't fucking know. But I feel like I probably would do something like this.
Handcuff yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bored and now I open it. Oh no.
Recently I locked myself out of the apartment and I was sitting in the front hall hoping that someone would come into the building because if I can get into the building, the windows, the back of the...
This story, I can't, and you're insane, but continue.
The windows face into sort of this little backyard area. If I can get into the building, I can get into the backyard area, and then I can break into my own apartment. I've done it many times before.
No.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait around. While I was waiting...
This is in public, by the way. So if you can break in and someone's seeing, then other people can break in.
Totally. Okay. That's fine.
Cool, cool, cool.
So I'm waiting in the front hall for someone to maybe let me into the building. And while I'm doing that, I was like, do you guys know, Hemda, do you know the pencil test? Have you heard of the pencil test? Mm-mm. Okay, so the pencil test is if your boobs are big enough, you can lift them up, put a pencil under it, and then drop the boob, and the pencil stays in place.
Okay.
And my boobs have been growing recently. So I was sitting in the front hall bored. My phone was dead. And I was like, I think I want to do the pencil test.
So you had no phone, mm-hmm. no keys, but a pencil.
But I had a pencil.
Okay.
And a dream. And so I was sitting in the front hall and I was like lifting my tit up and putting the pencil. And I'm like,
There are cameras in the building.
Sure. Okay. You know what? You're welcome.
Let him come out and save me.
Yes. Hey, this lady's got her tits out. So it's like, if I worked at a Bed Bath & Beyond or a Body Works or whatever, you don't think I would handcuff myself yes. to something for jokes? I fucking get it.
That's a mechanical pencil count.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it with a pen. Oh. With anything. Sure. I had 25 things of stationery under my tits until I decided
to
try.
Did you pass the test?
Oh, I passed the test.
You have bigger boobs now?
That's right, baby.
Congrats. Mm-hmm.
Just tried to slide that in on air anytime I can. I want an audio form recorded. Oh, I have jugs.
This is what you do for a test to see if you're going to hire a guard. Yeah. You go, oh, I like everything I'm seeing on your resume. Just give us like 15 minutes and we'll be right back. Leave handcuffs, a taser,
yeah.
and a hidden camera.
I like that. That's a new reality show in Keith's world.
Yes.
See who dies.
Keith's weird Truman Show world. Your dad creates his Truman Show right. world. Now you create yours.
Mine's more fun.
Yeah. Well, you don't have any kids to abuse, so...
A convicted bank robber went on a rant in a German courtroom for 5 days. Germany has a last word law.
Also, I can see myself doing this.
That gives the...
So Guinness could mark him as the longest running marathon?
Shitsky bibble. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
They better have recorded that and released it as a podcast.
It gives defendants the right to make a closing statement. At sentencing... Michael Juranik, 71 years old.
Oh, he is time, right?
Used his legally guaranteed time at a Hamburg court to rail against police and lawyers after receiving a 12-year prison sentence. See, I always had this joke where when I got my last meal, I'd be like, ooh, the hamburger looks good. Is the meat fresh? Where was it? Was it farm raised? And just keep asking questions. You know what? Can you substitute the fries and see how long you can live? This is what this guy is doing.
How long did he go for?
He went for 5 days. They had to take recesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this guy. I don't even know. I bet you he probably killed a child. I love him.
Yeah, what did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a bank robber.
Fuck that. Who cares?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's too awesome is what he's charged for in my fucking books.
But also, by the way, you're a bank robber. No, you're not. Who's a bank robber?
He's 71. What does he even do? And he goes in there, he shits his pants. Yeah. You know what I mean?
This
guy's a fucking hero.
How do you rob a bank anymore?
Yeah.
What do you think is happening? Oh, you know what? You rob the bank where like the security guard is already attached to the seat.
Yeah, Andrea's putting pencils under tits. Everything's fine. This guy's the best.
Andrea Allen, you can follow on Twitter, Andrea Comedy.
Please do.
The Instagram is Andrea Comedy 69.
Yeah. Big jokes.
69 big jobs. Podcast Instagram is at Hot Mess Comedy Hour. That, of course, is the show that she hosts that you want to download, hotmesscomedyhour.com.
I've been on there twice.
I know. I caught you in some good times.
Andrea, she's so sweet because...
I'm the sweetest.
Yeah. Because some fucking life shit will crash onto me.
Hold on 1 second. Julia, look up sweet. Like maybe dictionary.com, unless it's a pedophile site.
No, but so as I'm going through it, it's really super nice. Like she's helped clean my house when I couldn't bend my knees. She helped, you know, put Hennessy stuff together.
Loved
it. All this stuff.
That was mostly out of spite, just so you know.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Whatever reasons she has for being, quote, sweet is great. And then just as I'm sliding into normalcy, she's like, so are you ready to talk about this? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's like,
anytime someone blows up their life, usually you or Billy Persida, I keep tabs on them on social media. And when it's really melting down, like Hemda's posting a video about some self-help book she read, I'm like, time to get her back on the pod.
Yeah. Andrea says to me, do you want to be on my show? And I go, no, but apparently I want to see a therapist. Yeah.
After your dad stuff, it's like, oh, Keith, how you doing? I'm just going to wait till these emails get a little worse.
I do think that last Hot Mess podcast was the most fun I've ever had. Because it's like me, you, and Emily.
Oh, yeah. So fun.
So, you know, it's just like, this guy.
We talk such shit. This podcast is going to get me in so much trouble. I don't even care. We have a Patreon show behind the paywall now. Called Season of the Bitch. So we do Season of the Sweet Bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sweet is implied. But
potato, potato.
Yeah, exactly. Every season we do a new bitchy thing. And this season we are talking about the comedians who we've had on Hot Mess that we ended up having sex with. And we name names.
Wow.
So get in there.
Would you say it's, quote, pleasing in general or delightful?
Sure, yeah.
Because that's the meaning of sweet.
I mean, it's pleasing in general for the listener to hear all this shit we're fucking spewing.
I'm delighted when Andrea acts mean. Now we have like, so Xerxes loves your sense of humor. She's over sometimes and they just go at it on me. And now when you're not there, he's like, Andrea would have filled this in and it would have been very funny. Right? Something about you being something. I don't know.
Sort of Arab joke, whatever. Weed. Jewish things.
She gets pretty ignorant at my place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyways, get it now before it's canceled, is what I'm saying.
I'm hearing about this culture.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you very much. Spread the word. That's how it keeps
the
show.
Let me ask you this, dear listener. You've listened to the end. If you laugh just a chuckle one time,
then rate us because we're not doing our job. I need at least 3, 4. Yeah. Maybe it was an off day.
But if you're laughing, and you haven't shared the show with a friend in this podcast world of everybody finally understanding what a podcast is, you're wrong. And you're canceled. KeithAndTheGirl.com.